Hey guys, Dr. Lee here. Cheers. So today it is only me, and this is kind of weird because I usually have someone on the other end talking to me as well. We'll see how this goes. I feel a little awkward right now, not gonna lie. This episode is going to be about a little bit about me so you guys know who I am. And then me going through chiropractic college, why I decided to pursue Gonstead Chiropractic, and then me opening up my office currently, which is crazy. So, yeah, I am a Gonstead chiropractor out in Lake County, Illinois. I'm in the suburbs of Chicago, North Suburbia. And chiropractic was really never in my scope until one day while I was applying to physical therapy schools. I just had this pit in my stomach. I was not excited for the next 4 years of schooling. I decided not to send in any of my applications and I shadowed a chiropractor. And I had already taken 2 years off from undergrad prior. And so this was like the 2 year mark was me figuring out my life. And so I decided I was going to try out a chiropractor because during undergrad, I had the opportunity to do a study abroad program in Australia, in Sydney, and it was life-changing. I shadowed a physiotherapist. He did manipulation in his office, did a little bit of sacro-occipital technique, and then traction plus other rehab things. And I looked back on that year and I was like, I need to shadow a chiro. I've always only shadowed a physical therapist. It's time for me to shadow a chiro in the US. And I did. I shadowed Dr. Rusk at Klein Chiropractic in West Lafayette, Indiana. And he totally changed my life because now we are here. After I shadowed Dr. Rusk, I immediately applied to chiropractic school. Within that week, got accepted. I did my campus visit at Davenport, Iowa, and Logan University. So with Palmer, it was interesting. I was doing my campus tour, and this girl, she was part of the Troxel intern program, and she kept talking about Gonstead. And for me, because chiropractic's still new, I was like, I have no idea what the hell this is. And so I got a little scared. And then also because of the fact that when I visited Davenport, Iowa, Palmer Chiropractic College. It was the middle of winter. It was drizzling and snowing at the same time. The Mississippi River was just brown and it was dark and gloomy all day. Then, when I visited Logan University down in Chesterfield, Missouri, the sun was out, the day was beautiful, and it was like, yep, I'm gonna go to Logan. And it's also funny because Palmer had just redone their gym and I fell in love with gym. But my fiance Jared was like, you can't go to a school because of their gym. And I was like, yes, I can. And he's like, no, you can't. And then when we were at Logan, he was like, you like it here better. And it was crazy because me not knowing anything about chiropractic, at Logan University, they kept saying evidence-based, evidence-based, evidence-based. And for someone who doesn't know anything about chiropractic yet, I was like, okay, I gotta go to Logan. I wouldn't change a thing. It brought me to the best people in my life today. And now we are here. So during my time at Logan University, I had no idea what any of the chiropractic techniques were. There was a huge emphasis on diversify and activator and Logan Basic. And so those were the techniques that we were taught. And then Gonstead, AK, SOT, all those other techniques were electives. So I'm going through school, first trimester, second trimester, third trimester. And at this point, I'm kind of freaking out because it seemed as if my friends had already figured out what they wanted to do with what type of chiropractors they wanted to be. And for me, I needed I need the why. Like, there was no why. There was no philosophy really at Logan, and I didn't truly realize how important Dr. Hilgartner's class and Dr. Montgomery's classes were. They were the more philosophically sound docs that were teaching us, and I had no idea what philosophy was until, like, my fourth trimester going through the Logan Gonstead intern program that is run by Dr. Jeff Waller, Dr. Tim Sullivan, and Dr. Callie Fisher. And so, sorry, Dr. Hilgartner, sorry, Dr. Montgomery, I thought the woo-woo stuff you were talking about, I didn't totally understand until later in my chiropractic career, but now I completely understand why philosophy is so important. It literally drives the art and science of chiropractic. And so anyways, I was freaking out my third trimester in chiropractic school because I didn't know what type of chiropractor I wanted to be. And at this point, I'm like thinking, did I just put myself through some type of debt XYZ for nothing? Because I started losing my passion for chiropractic a little, like during my shadowing opportunities. I was like, oh my gosh, this is changing people's lives. But why do I feel this way? Like, why am I not excited anymore? And so the Lord decided to give me a back injury at the gym. And one of my friends, Dr. Ty Rebidoux, he's practicing up in Berlin, Wisconsin. He told me that I needed to go see Dr. Callie Fisher. And I kept holding it off for 2 months. And I finally, it was unbearable. I ended up. So when you're in chiropractic school, you're each other's dummies. And I was like, my friends can just fix me. I'm a freaking idiot. No, my friends didn't fix me. What happened was I ended up not being able to get off the table. I couldn't walk. I was at 90 degrees. And I guess I need to be full candid here. I also lost my bladder control for one night. And it was terrifying because when you're a student, you immediately think Cotta Aquina syndrome. And it was funny because Dr. Montgomery, I went to him first for help. And he's like, was there any alcohol or substances involved last night when you lost your bladder control? And I say, no, Dr. Montgomery, it was a Sunday night, so we have school today. Anyways, so Dr. Ty Rebidoux keeps telling me, you need to go see Callie. She's going to change your life. She just graduated. She knows what she's doing. And I had previously known about Dr. Callie Fisher like months ago because of the fact that I was invited to a philosophy night at Dr. Jeff Lawler's. And Dr. Jeff Lawler and Dr. Callie Fisher spoke, and I was like, wow, like this is chiropractic. So, but then of course, going to school, I completely lost sight of the why again. And then the back injury happened. Dr. Ty Rebidoux literally yelling in my ear, go see Callie. And I finally do. And she literally saved my back. she saved my life. I'm just going to put that out there. I initially went in for my back injury because I was squatting at the gym and then pop, and you guys know what happened next. I was put on a care plan for 3 times a week for 3 months, and then 2 times a week for however many months, and then 1 time a week for maintenance care. And for me, I was always told, no, you don't do a care plan, blah, 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 blah. Like, they come back when they need you. And thank God I experienced that. And thank God I was paying for my care as well, because it made me see the value of Gonstead specific chiropractic care. At first, I remember I told her, like, no, maybe we can just do 1 time a week or 2 times a week. I was being that patient. It's because I didn't know. And once I started realizing the changes, it was just life-changing. My low back got better. I was doing better at the gym. Being a woman, like, my hormone levels improved as well. My digestion, I grew up on my pediatrician when I was in high school, because I wasn't going to the bathroom, he put me on Miralax and suppositories, and he told me that I needed to take it 2 to 3 times a day for 6 months. And so, of course, you can imagine how much that messed up my digestion. She got my digestion better. my anxiety was better because chiropractic school is hard. And so then that just started my journey with onset chiropractic. By tri 4 and 5, I became an intern, went through the program. Then, like, my passion for Gonstead and then just chiropractic philosophy was growing, and nothing could stop me. Like, I, like, my soul was literally on fire for chiropractic. And now we're here. But, like, going through the podcast, I'll, like, tell you guys more about, like, my own journey, but that's basically the gist of why I am a Gonstead chiropractor and what brought me to chiropractic. And so, like, fast forward, we are now in 2024. After I graduated chiropractic school, I associated for 10 months. I interned at the same place that I associated at. I learned a lot. And then now I am off on my own. I left my associateship back in July of 2023, and I have been trying to get this business off the freaking ground. Ugh. So what's been happening is, I thank God for my friends and my family, especially my fiance, because I didn't tell my parents for 6 months. They knew I was working at a different office. They just didn't know it was my office. So I left my associateship back in July of 2023. I had to leave. Like, it was time for me to leave. And then, of course, like, thank God for my patients as well, because Revive Family Chiropractic would not exist without you guys. I'm very grateful. So 80% of the practice, like, 70 to 80% of the practice followed me. And then I finally was like, I just gotta do something. So I am currently working from home right now as the office space is getting built. And what's nice is I called my malpractice insurance so many times. I talked to 4 to 5 different people about, like, is this okay? They're like, yeah. Like, do you have your business insurance? I was like, yes. Do you have your malpractice? I was like, yes. It's like, yeah. So your office space, like, you have it. I was like, yes. They're like, okay, you will be fine. So all that nitty gritty stuff, think about it, guys. If, like, you're thinking about opening up your own and you don't have a space yet, like, you need to get the paperwork filled out prior to protect yourself and your business. And so anyways, I'm going through all of this. I'm seeing patients, trying to find a space, and my broker, Mike, if you're in Illinois, Mike Calderazzo is your guy, because he has literally saved my ass so many times. Mike has done all the space finding for me, as in, we looked at 15 different spaces, and then we narrowed it down to 10. 5 in Arlington Heights, and then 5 in Vernon Hills. Yeah, that sounds right. And because I was planning to move away, just for, because my fiance and I, we love Arlington Heights area, but then it came to a point where we had just signed our lease again, and I was like, I'm not driving 45 minutes for work every day back and forth, especially if I'm going to be working long hours. And so I found a place in Vernon Hills. Mike did all the negotiations for me. He got my rent down $800. He got me 3 months of rent abatement. And then the landlord is doing the build out and the lead shielding for my office. Mike literally has your back. If you're in Illinois and you need a broker, message me. I will give you his information because he is amazing. And so it took us 6 months to finally sign this lease. It was taking forever because of the fact that originally there was someone else coming in, and it was between me and this other person, and he almost got it. And so the landlord was like, sorry, I'm going to go with this person. And then, excuse my language, but I literally was like, what the fuck? Because in my head, I'm like, I saw this space first. I put in an application first, like, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, you know, I was like, okay, maybe this is just a sign from God. Maybe this is a sign. It's teaching me patience, and I need to really work on my patience. And so I Mike and I were back at square one for like a month, and then Mike emailed me again. He's like, hey, the person pulled out. It's yours now. And I was like, okay, well, then I want this, this, and that. And Mike was like, I got it. I want you to have this, this, and that too, because I was like, that put me, that added an extra month of waiting. And so, yeah, now we're here. The lease is finally signed. I'm waiting on the build out. They're currently replacing the doors, and I can see that they're redoing the HVAC system at the moment. But we're waiting for the permit to be able to build up the walls and break down some of the walls as well. But yeah, it's been a crazy freaking journey, and I am so grateful for the people in my life who have kept telling me to just go, like, one day at a time, especially my coach, Kristen Crockett. I've been with her for a year and a half. She found me when I was literally broken. Like, I was working 60 hours a week, and it was just, I was like, this isn't, like, there were things that I was like, this is not it. Like, I'm grateful for this opportunity, but I was like, this is not how I want my life to be, because when people talk about work-life balance, it doesn't matter, it doesn't mean 50-50, but it means, like, putting things that are important to you at the top above other things that, like, can come later. And for me, I was just, I'm like, yes, I'm a chiropractor, but I am also a sister and a fiance now, and I am also a daughter. It was just like, and I have friends. Like, I want to be able to spend time with my friends too, because if you don't have people in your life that are filling your cup, oh my gosh, like, you need to find another friend group. But anyways, I was like, there has to be more. Like, there has to be something else. Like, because I've just noticed the old-timey thinking is you have to drive yourself to the ground and work yourself to death to even be considered successful. And I don't believe in that. And for people who are hearing this and are like, you're dumb, like, you don't know what you're thinking about, you're a baby chiro, I was like, well, that's my thinking. And so, yeah, I was like, there has to be more. There has to be more. I'm doing all this work, and I'm trying to literally survive right now. And I finally was like, Kristen, my coach, I've been with her again, year and a half. And she was like, you're going to have your own in less than 5 years. Cause I gave her a 5 to 10 year timeline. Like, I thought I was going to be at my associateship, like, possibly forever. Because as a woman, I was like, if I get pregnant, I want someone to take care of my patient basis too. But anyways, that's besides the point. She told me, you're going to be having your own in less than 5 years. And she literally spoke that at our first meeting. And I was like, you're crazy. I am in my second year of practice, and I have my own space, which is insane. Insane. Like, who am I? But, and now I also have a chiropractic business coach, Dr. Huken, Dr. Ryan Huken. He is the owner of Excelsior Chiropractic. He has two very successful chiropractic offices, predominantly pregnancy and PEDS. And during my time in school, I was also shadowing him, and I, oh my gosh, what a wealth of knowledge this man is. So if you're a baby chiro and you need business coaching, hit him up. His page on Facebook is Gonstead Finishing School, and then Kristen's page is Courageous Destiny. But with these two by my side, I literally think I would have gone insane in the past year trying to get all this done. So it takes a village, and they are part of my village, and I am just so grateful for them, because without having good mentorship, it's really hard to grow personally and in business. And so, And just because you have a coach doesn't mean you're a failure. Like, if you think about it, most 95% of successful people have coaches by their side to not just motivating, but to give them a reality check of, like, if they're doing something wrong or if there's a better idea to bounce off of, like, they have their coach next to them to be able to help them through, like, new territory that they're about to enter. And so, yeah, we are literally it's still the waiting game a little. And it's very stressful. I'm going to tell you guys, this has been the scariest, most stressful. I am stuck fixated 24/7. Scariest, most stressful, but rewarding journey I've been on. And God has literally provided every step of the way. Because when I left my associate trip, I thought I was going to be another associate. So I was interviewing at different offices. I interviewed with 10 different Cairo offices. And there were, I think, 3 or 4 that I had second interviews with. And then I finally was like, I can't do this. Like, I was like, I can't work for someone else again. I need my own. And so I finally just took the leap. I drained my savings. There was not much in it to begin with, but I drained my savings. And I started my business with, are you ready for it? $5,000. And I am here and I am still surviving. We're just taking it day by day. It's hard. It's stressful. I don't know what I would do without Jared, but he's been there every step of the way. I started my business with $5,000. I don't have an SBA loan. I took out a micro loan for my down payment for the office space. And now it's a matter of getting into that space and just hitting the ground running and just being out there. For new chiropractors, I really recommend being out in the community. Like, next week I have a volunteer opportunity with Vernon Hills High School. And then I have a volunteer training thing with my church for their Bible study for the kids. And then I also, for a month out, I am now going to start volunteering at a horse sanctuary. It's horse therapy for people because I am now pursuing my animal chiropractic certification. And so, yeah. And it's funny because I'm trying to open an office, but I'm also pursuing my chiropractic philosophy diplomate. And just started the animal chiropractic certification. Am I crazy? I am crazy. Is this a good decision right now? I don't know. But it fills my cup. It expands my energy. And I'm going to do it. And if people are like, you should maybe watch out for financial stuff. I'm like, you know what? Money's always going to be there. There's always time to make money. Money's always going to be there. I feel like people are always worried about when you start your own. You're like, I have no money. But the thing is, your hands are your money makers. You are the money maker. Like, the product that you are selling when it comes to chiropractic care is you. And I hope, like, if you're not ready to open your own, like, for sure, like take your time doing it. But then when you do, I will tell you that it is the most rewarding thing you will ever do for yourself. Because I at first thought, like, I was listening to one of the She Slays the Day podcast interviews that Lauren Brunslick did with another Cairo, and she said something about, like, taking out as many credit cards as you can and just doing it that way and just surviving for however long. And she's like, I don't recommend that either, but if there's a will, there's a way. And so, yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I think I rambled a little too long on that topic. But I am just going to say the good people in my life and then God has really taken care of me and delivered and making sure that I'm going to be okay and that I still have the opportunity to take care of my patients. And it's just been like the craziest, most wonderful journey ever. And I think what we all need to also understand is, like, yeah, you're stressful, but you also have to keep in mind the end goal and purpose of why you are doing this profession. Chiropractic is the best thing out there. I may be biased, but I also know it's true. And I think the reason why I even survived this long is because of my why. I did the LCP, which is the first year of the chiropractic philosophy diplomate, when I was in my last year of chiro school. And I think reinforcing that why when I was such a young student and then young, like, official doctor, just finally lit a flame under my ass. And I was like, I have to fucking do this, or there's no other option. The only option is to do this, have my own, and be successful. And so, yeah, that was my why. Like, I'm not gonna let, like, certain aspects of my life keep me from pursuing my own, like, it sounds cheesy, but my own destiny, because everyone has their purpose on this earth. And my purpose is, other than being, like, my friend's best friends and being Jared's fiance, it is to be people's chiropractor. It is to be the person that people can come to and they can tell me about their freaking day, their what's going on in their lives, and then getting them better. And, like, if there are certain students out there that are struggling with school, if there are young doctors out there that are just, you know, like, the mindset is, this kind of sucks, like, you're right. It kind of sucks in the beginning because it's hard and we have to work hard. But the thing is, the fruits of our labors will eventually show, and it's not always going to be like this. Like, this is the beginning, and everyone always says the beginning is always slow because we're laying the foundation down. And it's like chiropractic care. We first start off and it's a slow process, but then over time it just gets better. And yeah, it's, if you're dealing with shit, like, I'm sorry, I'm here for you. I'm sending you all the good vibes and prayers, but I'm going to tell you right now that you can do this. Because if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. I didn't expect this to turn into kind of a motivational thing, but I guess it kind of did. But yeah, I hope this mini podcast was inspirational and it helped you guys, because the reason why I'm doing this podcast is because I want students to understand that they are not alone. Like, there are people that have already experienced what they are experiencing right now, and things do get better. And everyone has a different journey. The one thing that I sucked at while going through school was comparing myself. And now, because I have my own, I've started to learn, like, I cannot do that, or I will literally get in my own head thinking that I am a failure, which I am not. People succeed at their own pace. People are on their own journeys. People are doing their own things. And so if you're having a hard time because you're seeing other people's highlights on social media, like the other day I freaking posted my picture with my keys for my office. And people don't realize, like, yes, this is exciting, but I wish you guys could have seen all the nights crying, all the days on the couch where I was just trying to get my business stuff organized and then, like, freaking out, and Jared coming over telling me things were going to be okay. If I didn't have such a great support system, I really don't know where I'd be right now. But social media, a lot of people only talk about their successes, and I think it's important to talk about the struggles as well. So that's why I'm doing this podcast, and I want to tell you guys, like, it's not easy. It's freaking hard, but it's the best thing you'll ever do for yourself. But yeah, don't compare yourself to other people. Keep your eyes on the goals. Goals/goals. You guys know who you are and what you need to be doing to be successful. And let your why just drive that fire under your ass, because it is literally the thing that will keep you surviving and make you successful. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening in today. I hope this helped. It was a little awkward talking to myself, but yeah. I don't know. I didn't really have a script either, because I was like, I'm just going to wing it. Because whatever God lays on my heart, I'm just going to say it. But yeah. I will talk to you guys again in 2 weeks, and I promise I'll have someone with me, so then it's a little more interesting, and you guys can also get more perspective on post-school chiropractic when you guys are officially doctoring. So yeah, thank you guys again for listening into this Chiropractic and Coffee. Cheers! Logging off.